I was American born and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to our Monday Night Survival Show with your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers and Colonel Kimberly Purvis. And I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ornsby. Welcome. Now, before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, if you haven't already done so, come check out our national page on Facebook by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, we expect all of our members and our future members to participate in everything we do throughout the Defender 7 group. Now, if you get in and you feel you cannot partake, you may leave with no hard feelings. We also have a website in all lowercase letters, www.defenders.com. And on our site, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. Of all proceeds from our sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, hit that donate button, purchase something from our store. Help us to help you and your community when shit hits the fan or any disaster relief. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% of what they bring in and only distribute 10%. All 100% goes to our communities. We also have a YouTube channel. We'd appreciate it if you would go check it out and hit that subscribe button. You'll find many videos, an awesome bang-up job that our Colonel Kimberly Purvis has put together. We're also on MeWe. If you click on organizations, scroll all the way down, Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we like it when you call in, give us your thoughts, your opinions, join in on the conversation. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, the number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. 1-800-273-7373. I'm now opening up the phone lines, and I'm turning the microphone over to both of your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and we also have our major from Wisconsin, Miss Lorna Munson.
Wisconsin present.
Major pain in the ass.
aren't we all, though?
You know it.
In our own special way.
Pretty much.
What?
Hey, at least we're not like liberals, though, and have no, we do have common sense. Well,
exactly.
Lorna's an exception.
She's the exception
common
to the
sense.
Rule.
I got
it's
common
not
sense.
Just common, yeah, but it's not just common sense. We just don't care.
Right. That's very true. We don't.
We don't need sensitivity training, you know.
You know,
we ain't sheep.
Hey, Kim, this ain't no joke.
Yeah.
My boss tried to send me to sensitive training because of all the fucking kids that they're hiring, and they didn't even make it their 120 working day probationary period. They're all gone. They quit. Every one of them. It's too hard to work. That's why I got to go in Wednesday.
He's a mean old man. I don't want to work for him.
Man. I'm old school.
It hurts my feelings.
You can't handle it. Get the fuck off. I'm normal. Exactly.
You know what I'm tired of seeing?
I don't
you know
if I'd work at that far.
Signs.
Ha ha, Lorna.
Signs in buildings. I get when people say this is a safe space for, like, if you think you're being stalked or followed or whatever, you go inside and they call the cops. I get that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That could be trusted. But some of these signs, I swear to God, it's for them safety pin wearing, coddled, I need my hot cocoa and friggin' baby diaper pacifier shit. I'm tired of seeing.
Yeah, that's one.
I don't care.
Oh, I know.
Ask Lorna
it's
what.
Like, and now.
Hot cocoa.
Kellogg's cereal has made a gay pride cereal of Fruit Loops. Of all cereal, Fruit Loops for gay pride, Jesus, and it's got all the mascots of Kellogg's cereal, Fruit Loops, Sugar Smacks, all of them. We don't fucking care. You're gay, you're bi, you're trans, I don't give a shit. Live your life, people. Do you see straight people prancing around? I'm straight. No, because nobody cares.
Send that other pair over there.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
we don't.
Oh, I get it.
Air.
I get it.
I've seen Weathers pictures on the box of Fruit Loops.
That was one
on the back of a milk carton.
It's like that British columnist. Go look it up. And it's a British columnist. He goes on a rant, right? And it's the funniest shit. The only thing is he tries to bash Trump supporters because this is from 2019 or 2020. And it's like, ha-ha, funny, whatever, dude. We don't care. But other than that, he's talking about, we don't care if you're gay. Why are you putting the gay pride flag on everything? And Skittles has, I shit you not, a white bag of Skittles.
There we go. That's what I want.
Wow.
I heard about the white Skittles, and they got in trouble for it.
I'm boycotting any and all companies that try to force anything down my throat. Not that I'm against it. I'm not against gay pride. I'm not. It's your life. but you don't have to prance around. I don't care.
Don't
what you do
enforce
what you do
anything on me, period.
Exactly.
No, vaccines, masks, I don't care. Do whatever the hell you want in the privacy of your own home.
Well,
straight up. I don't care what
you said that.
Well, maybe, except for one thing. Well, two
things.
This
is what me and Bobby was, what I wanted to start the show off on, about forcing people to do shit that they don't want to do. What would, and the question that I have, what would you do if they walked up to your door and said, you have to take this shot?
No.
I'd say, hell no.
Well, okay, I actually have reasons why I can't. I actually have physical, medical reasons why I can't. But also, fundamentally,
a lot of people
count.
Being turned down, even if they have medical reasons.
I'm allergic
especially,
to the vaccine. It would kill me. I'm not taking it.
Mental disease doesn't work.
No, I'm talking allergic reaction, allergic like death. And my doctor's already told me I can't even have a pneumonia shot or a normal flu shot now. So
hey,
aside from
just
that,
like when they come for the guns, oh, lost
well,
them in the boating accident.
Yeah, mine. I'm sorry. Mine all drowned in a boating accident. I don't have any. Sorry.
Well,
I'm
I was
me, Doc,
and I had all
my
shit
my
in the boat.
Huh?
I was looking at the comments on this one question that they asked about if anybody had any reactions to the vaccine, and three quarters of them. There was like, I don't know, 1,500 comments or whatever, but I only went through like 30 or 40. And half of them had said everything that they have gotten heart problems from it now. Never had a problem with their heart until after the vaccine.
And I
and then
have
a few
heart
of them,
problems.
A few of them said that they lost their sight. They got it back after a few days. And quite a few of them said they got the blood clots in the lungs. A few of them were hospitalized for a couple months, all from the vaccine.
Yeah,
well,
I've been hearing a lot of stories too. It's scary.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. With what I'm saying is, when they come for this vaccine, it's going to be more than one. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have escorts. So.
No, I know.
What?
Well, they're not allowed to force their way into your house, are they?
No.
No, they came out.
They're the federal government.
And unless they have an individual warrant for every single house, they cannot go in your house.
Exactly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They can't come in my
house. Unless they get rid of the Constitution, they cannot go in your house unless you open the door and invite them in.
Right.
You know, that ain't happening.
Well, with what I'm saying is, you know, each state is different. We all know that. I mean, we've got,
yeah.
I live in Illinois, which is a Democratic fucking fuck state. It's a communist bullshit state up north, not necessarily where I'm at.
Yeah, but is your
police
senator
are already saying
Democrat
they're not
or Republican?
Huh?
Is your senators and congressman, Democrat, or Republican are kind of mixed?
Kind of mixed.
Okay.
Mostly
see,
Democrat.
We have a Democrat governor. We have a Democratic governor, but our Senate and Congress is Republican. And
that's the
she gets overruled all the time.
Well,
the mask mandate,
the problem
she
is,
wanted to keep it, and they said no.
Northern Illinois is nothing but Democrat.
Yeah.
Southern Illinois is 90% Republican or
conservative. I thought Chicago was, is Chicago South?
North. Chicago's north. Hello.
I don't know where the hell it's at. I've been there at the airport one time, never left. I don't pay attention to where every fucking city's at.
Dude, do you know, Kim, do you know
your communist state? Huh?
Do you know your geography?
I do.
I mean,
but I don't know every major city in the United States.
Chicago is on Lake Michigan. Hello.
I don't care. I don't pay attention to that shit. I don't live there. Just because I've been to the airport doesn't mean shit. Airport
sucks.
Yeah,
O'Hara sucks.
It does. We flew in there from Europe, and it sucks.
Well, that brings me to my, which is what you've been wanting to talk about. Anyway, Kim, is bug out bags. Where are you going to go during bug out situations? And how are you going to survive in a bug out situation? Now, bug out bags, we've already discussed this. I can't tell you how many times. There are so many different types. How do you choose the right one for you?
Okay,
depends on the weather
you're at now. Before you get started, the list, I've made one master list of emergency preparedness. But here's the thing. I've got food items, survival items, personal items, medical bag, and then I want to do a bug out bag and put it all into one. All of these items can be, one, fitted for yourself, for your area. You're not going to have winter clothes in Florida if you're in Florida. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're going to fit your items to your region. And a lot of the stuff is common sense things you already have at home, but you may not already thought about, oh, wow, I didn't even think about having that. So a lot of these will not go in a bug-out bag. This is just for if you're going to stay at home. And, you know what I'm saying?
Another thing that I'm talking about is if you, with what you're saying, you're going to have several bags. You're not going to be able to carry everything on these lists that you made up.
Oh, yeah. This is just
you
want to
go
as
light?
Yeah, this is a home list.
Okay.
I need you to make
food-wise, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, because food-wise, in a bug-out situation, you're going to want everything. You're going to kill whatever you can to survive. Squirrel, rabbit, possum, raccoon. It doesn't matter. You know, now, me personally, yes, I have my stuff. I also have my recurve bow that I'm a very good shot at. So, and guess what? You don't have to reload when it comes to a bow. So think about that. Guns and ammo are good. Recurve bow or a compound bow with a bunch of arrows, you're in there. You'll never run out because you can reuse them.
True.
So think about
also
that.
The other thing, which is the one that you have to have a lot more strength to use?
Compound
bow?
Is that
a compound
bow
is probably the strongest that you can use as far as a bow and arrow. But you really, to kill a deer or even a black bear, you don't. I can do it with my recurve. I can do everything I need. It's the distance is the difference between a recurve bow or a long bow to a compound bow of what you're shooting. You can shoot farther with a compound bow than you could with a recurve or a long bow. That's the difference. I mean, you could set a recurve bow at 75 pounds pulling power compared to the compound bow, you know, all right, in this instance, how many people have actually pulled 75 pounds of draw on a bow? Could you do
it? Never shot one.
Well, that's just it. With a recurve, you could set that bow at 45 pounds, and you could kill anything within 20 yards. A deer, the right broadhead, you could go straight through that deer with that arrow at 20 yards. Seriously. 20 yards is, I mean, if you think about it, 3 feet per yard, okay? Mark off 20 yards in your yard, and you tell me if that ain't a good distance. You know, to kill a deer, even a bear, whatever. I mean, there's people that sit out there. I mean, I hunt with a recurve. There's people out here that hunt black bear with recurves. And elk. So think about that when you're, you know, when you're trying to make up a survival bag. Because you're not going to carry everything on the list. Now, if you're bugging out in your vehicle and you can make it to where your destination until you run out of gas, you're going to have to walk. You're going to have to leave 80% of that stuff behind and only carry the necessities that you will need to survive, whether it's winter,
well, it also depends on where you're
summer,
going to.
Spring, or fall. Right. So,
I mean, if you're going to a location where you can utilize your vehicle, well, then, you know, you're okay.
Right. But one thing I've always, what have we always said? Never travel the main roads. So if you're on in a vehicle, you can only go so far in a vehicle until you run out of gas, one. Or two, they're going to be looking for a vehicle. So what's the best way? On
back road.
So everything you put in a bug out bag, you need to really, really think, do I need this? Do I need that? Like I said on the last survival show that I put on was, take the stuff in a bug-out bag that you have. Try to survive off of what you have just for a day or two. Go out to the woods. Practice. If you need small, compact other stuff that will help you survive, grab it. But can you carry it? That's the thing.
And how many people with you?
Right. Well, the more people, the more each person can carry.
Yeah.
You'll be able to have, whether even your kids, one can carry a small pack, first aid kit. One can carry clothes. One can carry food. One can carry, you know, the basics, a tent, sleeping bags, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and that's also the necessity of like the MREs, the dehydrated foods, and things like that.
Well,
because they're a lot lighter.
You got to depend. You can't depend on those items.
No, I know.
Because
but those
they're
going to
run out the first week. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is where survival comes into play. Learn how to do snare traps. Learn how to hunt. You know, you can only carry so much. So you have to watch what you're doing.
Oh, that's it's definite. You have to.
So,
and the other
you definitely have to think about this stuff very, very hard. And you have to practice this stuff. Because I'm going to tell you, the way this country's going, man, it's going to be survival of the fittest. Are you going to be able to handle that? Mentally and physically.
Yeah, I didn't expect to find that Americans, you know, American citizens, I don't mean the veterans, but American citizens in general, a bunch of pussies. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, but it's a lot of it is, believe it or not, it's this generation, some of the millennials, some of, you know, there's some of each generation that's just like, wow, how are you still alive? In a modern society, it's like, how are you still alive?
Well, the funny thing is, with this new generation, I've seen so many videos of Antifa and all that, you know, playing war games in the woods. Man, they couldn't survive an hour without food or water.
They
can't survive an hour without their phone.
Let me tell you something.
Fortnite is real.
They're not going to be able to respond like a freaking video game that they play in their mama's basement.
No, right. I know.
There is no do-overs. This is survival of the fittest, and they have no clue. The best one that I've seen was that video that has been going around on Facebook. For veterans. Been to hell. We can take you there again if needed. We want to live in peace. But if you force us to live in hell again, we know what it's like, and we'll show you. You know,
there is
that
one
is
thing,
probably
though.
The best.
There are
What's
some
that?
People under the impression that the lone wolf mentality and if you have children, you're on your own. And that's not true. There's safety in numbers. And anyone who has that lone wolf mentality, you will get yourself killed and any other people around you killed. Because...
Yep.
One, it's apparent you've never been in the military, because you will have, and I'm not going to say this because you can't trust every single person you're going to ever meet. You're not going to.
No.
But
well, and that I tell you what, with that comes to another question, Kim.
Yeah.
So you're in a bugged out situation, and you see somebody by themselves with a gun. Now, you have your group with you that you trust. Well, what's the first thing that you're going to do with that person that's trying to come into your camp?
Well, disarm them for a while at least.
Exactly.
Until you get to know them.
Well,
I mean, because there's going to be the people that – if you look at a lot of these movies, and I don't care what kind of movie it is, any of these apocalyptic movies, I don't care, of natural disaster, and you'll see, just watch, and you'll see that one person who's only out for themselves, and you could spot them sons of bitches out a mile away. Just by the way they talk and handle themselves. So,
you know, it's always, well, we knew this in the military, you have to have a team with you. That lone wolf mentality will get yourself killed or anybody else that's around you. I mean, it'll definitely get you killed.
I don't know about the Navy or the Air Force. I do know in the Army and the Marines, when you're in basic training and AIT, everything you do is team building activities. The only thing that's individual.
All branches of service, Kim. Teamwork is everything. All branches of service.
Okay.
Teamwork
is everything. Oh, I can't answer for the Navy. I wasn't there. But
teamwork is everything.
We actually have team building activities and everything except your PT test. And believe it or not, you will have that other people in your unit or your platoon or whatever that will, if you're falling behind on your PT test, on your, especially your, well, I know now they changed it, they will sit there and finish their run, come back and cheer you on to motivate you. So
damn right. That's part of teamwork.
Yeah. So that's why it's happy. Important to get with people. And it doesn't matter if it's three people.
And Bobby
10
can
people.
Contest to this, that even during swim calls for Navy SEAL training, I mean, everybody is cheering you on. Everybody. Everybody wants you to succeed because that is part of a team effort.
We even had
you know?
Our drill sergeants doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean, and everybody's like, oh, my God, they're yelling at me. No, that's their way of motivating you. And I don't mean
exactly.
by calling you a worthless piece of crap. No, 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 not like that. They're getting
That's all they
you
called
screaming.
You? Man. No. We had other names.
Oh, no, they
called
us window lickers. No, they called us window lickers. But,
Kid,
no,
I was
no, what
everything
I mean is,
but a freaking maggot. I mean, even then, we were like the biggest pieces of shit that imaginable to the
But
human
now
being.
Get this. But get this. The minute your drill sergeant, your cadre, stops yelling at you, they don't give a
right.
shit about you anymore because you've let them know that you don't care, that you're
right.
going to have that attitude, I don't care, and they will not motivate you. And my
and
one of my
is,
sergeants,
that will
me,
get you killed. That
what?
Will get you killed with that
what?
Not giving a shit attitude. It will get
oh,
you
I know.
Killed first thing.
Well,
you'll be the
saying.
First
that's
one home on a plane in a body bag.
Yeah,
and,
then and
they've
that's
got
why
to send out the letters
you can't have
to the
it.
Parents.
And see,
exactly.
that's one thing that they push, even when I was stationed at Fort Campbell. If you screw up, they made you write a letter home to that soldier's parents that you got them killed.
Yep.
They don't send it to your parents. But they make you read it or write it and read it because it's not to degrade you. It's to say, hey, look, you fucked up. You need to fix it. And so
right.
that's like this generation where they say, oh, if we have a civil war, we're going to kill all the, you know, Gen X and we're going to win. Dude, you won. You can't even do shit. It's like that big hefty chick. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm big, but this girl was about as wide as her door frame, and she actually had and she was doing that stupid little bounce. And she goes, "When we have a civil war, we're gonna kick your ass." And she had to turn sideways to fit through the door. Okay, one, I don't know what she's planning on doing, and all of these and every single one. Has a reference about Fortnite.
As I've said, you cannot respawn in real life.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get three lives. You don't get do-overs. There is no
right.
do-over in real life.
Once you're dead, you're dead. I mean, plain and simple. You are not going to breathe.
Yeah, there's no partial dead.
Again.
There's no timeout, none of that. If
it
someone
is.
Hurt your feelings, too bad. Suck it up, buttercup.
I'm going to do more than hurt your feelings if you come into my way. I'll tell you that right now. You ain't going to have to worry about your feelings.
Oh, I know. But with the way everything is going, what, like I said, watch a couple of these shows. Watch how people act. One, believe it or not, I picked up quite a few things from watching some of these TV shows or movies. And some of them, believe it or not, you're like, you can't do that. And you'll learn, like, no, that shit don't work. You know what I'm saying? It's like, besides
trial and error. I critique
all
them shows, too. I critique them all the time.
I do, too. And it drives me nuts. Especially if the military is involved. I'm like, oh, my God, they don't do that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
The uniforms are about, like, I'm sorry. We come from a different area, a different era of military where everything was dress right dress.
Right.
And stuff like that, and I can't stand it. No, Patch is on the wrong side. Look at that beret. It's just her hair's jacked, and that's just what I do. Also, besides.
Not to mention they have the wrong medals down for, you know, or the insignias.
Well, you know, but here's the thing about watching the movies. A lot of times they didn't get permission, so they have to use something else.
Right, right.
But really, seriously, watch any of these survival, these apocalyptic, catastrophic, even like these Dante's Peak about volcanoes, shit like that. You got to survive. Watch them. Learn from what they're saying because I would say 90% of what they, I don't know, maybe 80% at the low end of what they put in them is accurate. You know, water's always going to be your number one thing, though.
Well, there's
of what you
there's
need.
Actually three things that is your most necessity that you'll ever freaking need. Actually, four. Food, water, shelter, and fire. Those are your four basics right there.
And socks.
Because with,
socks.
What do you mean, piss off?
Sand socks. I got three pair packed.
And toilet paper. I'm sorry.
No, I've got
do without toilet paper.
Cloth.
I know you can. I'm being a smart. Hey, we've all learned you could go without toilet paper.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But a life straw is something else that you absolutely need to have, and they don't weigh much, but a couple ounces.
You do not need a life straw. I'll tell you that right now, and I'll argue that fact till the day I die.
I mean, it's good to have if you don't have access to
water purification pills are good to have. Do you need them? No,
because you can always boil your water.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but if you can't go to fire where you're at.
All of that other extra stuff.
No, I know. And the life straw
has. Have you ever made a ground filter?
No.
Okay. It's probably the easiest shit you will ever. It's no different than any of these filter straws. You could do it right on the bank of any river or a lake or a pond. Let the grunt and sand and dirt will actually filter out all the impurities of that water.
Oh, I know.
So life straws, yes, they're nice to have, but do you need them? No.
No.
You do not need them.
No, you don't need them, but it's one of those things it's nice to have because if you don't have time to filter water and all that, but you got water, but you need it, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I've been there, done that. Stupid
See,
shit.
And here's the thing about most people. You have your wants and you have your needs. There's two different lists that you need to make.
No, I know.
Can I carry that in my pack with all of my needs? Does it make my pack heavier? I think Angelo said it best. You know, you have to watch what you put in a pack and what you can carry, especially if you're on foot for long periods of time. and walking or running or hiking.
And if you're half size like me.
Well, hell, you're
well,
not.
I did.
You
I
might
did
be able to carry 20 pounds.
I did two backpacks. What I really want, it weighs about 25 to 30 pounds, and then one that is the absolute minimum that I'm willing or able to take, and that's about 10 to 15 pounds.
It
both
also depends on how
good,
far you've got to go.
Right.
Depends how far
they.
You got to go.
The one that's heavier is it's specifically designed for hiking. It has like the part that goes against your back. It doesn't just go over your shoulders. It also goes around your waist. And it has like a hard back that's cushioned against your back. And the way it's designed, it's actually very comfortable. It's a little difficult to get on, but my other one's also a little difficult to get on, not because of the weight, but because I have trouble with my one shoulder. But if I set it on the back of my car, I can get it on without a problem. And the weight for walking is not a problem. I don't move fast even without it. I'm not going to move fast, even if I'm not carrying anything. I mean, I am working to go faster. I can go distance, though. I mean, I can go pretty far. I have no idea where I'd go. I do keep my tank full, plus I have enough cans for a second full tank. So, you know, I can go about 800 miles if I have to go somewhere and can take the car. I would leave the camper behind.
What you're saying, Maria, you have full gas cans in your car that is
all
the way in the
back. Well, no, I don't keep them in my car.
Right?
I mean, if I have to go somewhere, I will, though.
You know, that's going to be the first target that I'm going to go after.
Well,
or
that's
anybody
only
else.
If you know it's there.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well,
I'm going for a fuel tank.
No, what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. If I have to leave and drive somewhere, you see, but as far as I know, where am I going to go? I don't have anywhere to go. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to be prepared for the situation, and
not
I would take back roads, and I'd head for wherever, you know, I would definitely head for back roads. And I'm, you know, be a target no matter what if I'm by myself. You know, they'd be a target for my backpack.
The other thing you have to remember is the type of shoes that you have.
Oh, yes.
I actually invested in
hiking boots.
If you don't have the right kind of boots or sneakers, hiking shoes or whatever, you are not going to last. See, here's the difference. You can hurt your arm, your back, but your 2 feet is what's going to get you going. If you can't walk, you're not going to get very far. Also, if you buy a pair, and I'm not saying don't go get a good pair of boots, hiking boots, military boots you can get now. Walmart sells them. They're not the same as what you get, not all the time. But don't keep them in a little box and never wear them. You got to break them in.
I wear them regularly. I keep them in my car, and anytime I go for a walk, I switch out of whatever I'm wearing into the hiking boot.
Yeah, because that's why it's important to break in whatever pair of shoes you have. Whatever you're going to do, like if you're going to do any survival training, wear and bring what you're going to need, what you plan on having with you if you had to bug out somewhere.
Right. Well, like I said, bugging out is my very last resort. Like we were saying, staying put is always, you know, the first preferable option. If I do have to bug out, I mean, I want to take the car at least to the woods or something. I don't want to walk through suburbia carrying a backpack.
Oh, of course not.
And have an atlas.
So, huh?
Because you're like we said, you may not have GPS. If the shit hits the, if any type of emergency happens, you may not have GPS.
No, I that's why I have a compass and a paper map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust GPS anyway.
I know half the time it doesn't work with shit.
Well, either that or I'm not reading it properly. Either way, I don't always trust it. But I have a real compass and I have paper map, you know, and I also know, you know, my basic directions, northeast, south, and west by looking at the sky. You know, that was something they actually taught us in school when I went to school.
Something else that helps, and I do this because when I'm hiking or for whatever, is a walking stick. Now, one,
yes,
I have
a walking stick. Yes, I have one. Yes,
all
I
right.
do.
Hold on, time out. One thing that Kim did not mention on a pair of hiking boots or whatever, on the boots that you want to get ankle support.
Oh yes, definitely.
Well,
I
yeah. I mean, aren't all boots? Isn't that the definition of a boot?
No.
Well, they make so many different types of boots that are below the ankle. It's not even funny. You want to have above the ankle support.
Oh, I have weak ankles, so yes, I have boots that I got hiking boots that are literal boots that go above your ankle.
Yeah, I've got hiking shoes, but they're like sneakers. But they're hiking.
Oh,
they're
no.
Below
what
the ankle.
No. I mean, I have sneakers. No, I actually, for me, what was a lot of money, I spent about 90 or 100 bucks or whatever it was on a pair of good quality hiking boots. I mean, they don't have steel toes or anything like that. But, no, I got – you know, at least everybody tells me they're good quality hiking boots. So, I actually invested in a pair of decent hiking boots, and I do. I wear them at least once or twice a week when I go walking.
The Vibram soles, waterproof, if you can get them. Now, just because it says waterproof doesn't mean you can stand in knee-deep water and your feet won't get soaked.
No.
Okay.
This is in the staff room.
They mean if you're walking and it's raining or if you're walking through, you know, it's as you're going. They don't mean like standing in water that's knee deep. Of course, your shoes are going to get soaked.
Right.
Everything is waterproof to a certain extent. So.
Okay. Now that that's out of the system, let's move on.
Sure.
In survival situations, so would you go somewhere in the desert, depending on where you're at, there's still always some woods, all right, whether it be in the desert, whether it be high mountain. You have to think of survival situations. Can you get food? Can you build shelter? Can you build fire? Is there water? That's another number one. You have to have, before a bug out situation occurs, you have to have this stuff planned out. And you have to... As we've always said, am I right, Bobby? How many times we've said this? You have to practice everything that we're talking about.
Even if it's just walking down your local trail, always get out there. Just try to experience it. You have to do it.
Right. And you have to have at least a minimum of 2 to 3 ways of getting out from where you're at. So, you know, you have to have A, B, C, D. Have to be ready. You know, if one's blocked where you can't use that route, you got to have a backup plan. How many people are ready for that? Not many, I'll tell you that right now. I
live on a one-way street. I had no choice but to go right.
Well, you're
right
screwed, Tim.
No, not really, because I got the highways a couple blocks away, so...
well,
that's why,
Tim,
we wouldn't stay
really,
here.
You're going to say that?
What
was the first thing I said? I'm bugging out. You never want to use main roads.
I have no choice. I live next to the highway. It's the only way out.
I would
have to know.
You figure out A, B, and C.
No, I know. I know.
Alpha,
we would
Bravo, Charlie,
go,
Delta, Echo.
Listen. We
oh, yeah, I got my Morse code thing. I'm studying it so I can do the not just recognize the Morse code, but the alphabet you just used. And
oh, the military
I'm also
alphabet?
Studying, huh?
The military alphabet?
Yes, I'm also studying for my technician, my ham radio technician license. I should have had
this
weekend, but I kept getting distracted.
See, where we live in Wichita, we have, like, everything's a main road pretty much. There are a lot of side roads, but it's like Broadway, Main, 21st, 13th. These are all main roads. And, I mean, it's not hard to get to, but that's why we, you know, we already have two or three places that we would go, you know, should anything, I would say, aside from a weather disaster, shall we say, or anything like that, we're going to stay put. If it's a natural disaster, we're not going anywhere. Because there's no need in it, you know. Unless it's a tornado, then we're kind of screwed anyway. But other than that, we already have different ideas of where we're going. I don't know where one of the places is at, so his friend's parents have like 500 acres of land. So,
well, I actually have a friend, I won't make it there, but in Montana that's invited me to come up there, but that's way too far away.
It all depends on what happens. You know.
What do you mean?
Well, it depends on why you would have to bug out from where you're at.
Oh, yeah, but I don't have enough gas to make it that far, and there's no way I'm walking that far.
Well, true. You never know.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I haven't, you know, I do got to write her address down on a piece of paper just in case. But, you know, and I had, you know, somebody else had invited me to New York, upstate New York in Juliet or something like that. But I have friends all over the place, but they're pretty far away. You know, I don't have anybody nearby, though I am meeting some people. I am making some friends who are in Pennsylvania, so that are also, you know, patriots.
What is he? Trying to figure out where he was.
Did Chris leave? Did he disappear?
No. I'm trying to find.
Oh, I saw another interesting video on a different.
All right, hold on. There is a big difference when shit hits the fan and during a natural disaster. When shit hits the fan, people are wanting to kill you and take your shit, whether it's food, water, ammo, guns, whatever. If it betters them, they're going to kill you to get it.
Yeah.
There's a big difference when there's a natural disaster. People are willing to step up to help you. There is a big difference.
Oh, I know.
You have to be prepared for all scenarios.
Of course.
And if you don't practice this stuff, then you're shit out of luck and you'll be the first one to be left behind.
Well, the other thing is, like you're saying, like if the shit hits the fan and everything, I mean, I'm just saying everything just catastrophic, everything goes to hell. The thing is, you have to be prepared to actually defend what's yours. And if you're not
exactly.
willing to take someone's life to protect your family and what you have, then, yeah, you will be.
You're going to be dead.
I understand that.
Yeah, you can't blink. But I know a lot of people say that. You know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking in general. When it comes down to it, you have to be able to do
what's necessary.
Yeah. Now, do I mean go out and attack every Tom, Dick, and Harry? No.
Here's the thing. I have defended myself, maybe not deadly, but I have definitely defended myself and had to have been pulled off of people. If I feel that I am threatened, then yes, I am going to defend myself, and I would hope I would have the balls to pull the trigger or stab them with something. Actually, I have stabbed somebody with something who was coming after me, and they never came near me again. I used a pair of scissors. That's what I had. I had a pair of scissors by my bed, and somebody tried to attack me in my bed, and I stabbed them.
But that's, you know, but like we were saying this, there is a difference between a natural disaster and shit hits the fan thing. And when you prepare for anything, whatever it is, I know a lot of people who they make a big deal about preppers. And, oh, you're crazy, and this, that, and the other. No, we just want to be prepared for when or if anything ever happens down the road. Like, are you prepared to, like Weathers was saying, what are you going to do if they come and tell you you have to take the vaccine? Or what are you going to do if they come and say, we're going to take your guns? Or you're Republican, so we're taking you to a FEMA camp. Then there's those other situations, too, as well.
Well, hopefully I will have a warning, because if a couple of government people come to haul me away, you know, I'm either going to have to shoot them in whole ass, or I can't fight them. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not physically capable of fighting more than, you know, one or two people that are at my level. I can't fight somebody that's better trained than I am.
No, it's true. But know your strengths and know your weaknesses, and that's the important thing, too.
Well, that's why I am, as Chris keeps reminding us, keeping my head on a swivel and paying attention to what's going on around me, so that if I have to leave, I have enough warning.
Okay, next thing. Boiling your water in a container. If you have a plastic water bottle, can you boil water in plastic?
No.
I don't think
yeah,
I'd want
you can.
To.
Yes, you can.
You could boil water in plastic.
Yes,
well, if you
can.
Stick it in the sun, I guess.
No. Over a fire, you can do it. But.
Really? How?
Yes.
Oh, you get a pot and put water in the pot and then put the plastic bottle of water in the pot?
No. If you had a pot, you wouldn't need the plastic bottle, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're saying you could...
You can boil water in a plastic water bottle. You really
How?
Can.
What kind of plastic?
In that dome.
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
A regular water bottle that you buy a case
okay.
of, you can boil
okay.
water in a plastic
bottle. But you're not worried about whatever's in the plastic getting into the water and drinking it?
That
if
ain't going to matter.
If you do it a long period of time, yes. Short period in emergencies, yes, you can.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it because you're in survival mode. You don't have to worry about it. Trust me, I'm going to survive one way or another. If it
yeah,
takes a plastic water bottle to boil water in, tie a string to it high enough, just high enough to where it's not in the fire. The water
oh, okay.
will
gotcha.
Keep the plastic
gotcha.
Cool enough from melting. Yes,
okay.
will it extend?
I was wondering how you were
yes.
going to do that.
You can boil water in a plastic container.
Okay.
Interesting.
But as I've said, everything that I have ever told on every radio show, if you don't practice this, then you're not going to get it. You
right.
have no idea. And your mind's going to go a million miles an hour in a survival mode. What do I do? What do I do? You're going to be lost. If you don't embed this stuff in your head and practice this, then you're going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be lost. You have to
that's
practice
like
this. It's
going
just
camping.
Like a Cherokee fire pit, smokeless fire pit. Actually have a fire that will not create smoke.
Yes, I saw another one today. The guy did it. He did it against a tree. He said it's called a root. It was still a smokeless fire pit. You had a big one and a small one, but he did it against a tree. I forget why he said to do that. I was multitasking, but I think it was really interesting.
Because the canopy will hide
the
smoke.
Huh?
The canopy will hide the smoke.
Yes.
But
also,
you,
if it's not wet,
in a survival mode like that to where you don't want to be found, you do not want the glow of a fire and you don't want the smoke.
Right.
Because that'll give away your position very fast. I can be a mile away and smell smoke from a campfire, from a forest fire, anything. So keep that in mind. Okay, so where would you bug out at if you had to bug out? What kind of place would you bug out to?
Oh, for
I know every state is different. So in America. So you've got high plains, you got desert, you got woods, you got backcountry in the woods, in the mountains. What would you do?
We have the woods.
Me personally, I'm going where there's going to be water. I can hunt, snare trap for food, and I can build a shelter. And that includes winter and summer, spring and fall. You also have to know what kind of shelter you're going to build at that time of year. Are you going to freeze to death? Are you going to sweat to death?
True.
I don't know. In Pennsylvania, we got a lot of mountains and woods.
Do you know how to tie that knot that I showed on our training video?
Yes, I actually got to practice it. I got to practice it a lot this weekend. So because every time we had dogs visiting, and the temporary fence I bought wasn't long enough, so I had to use that cord. To tie it to a pole, so I got to practice some of my knots.
All right. The milk is a staple. Because if you don't practice this stuff, you're going to be screwed in so many different ways.
Yeah, I also got to practice my fire-making thing. That I still got to work on.
What kind of fire-making thing?
Well, I can do it. I know, definitely can do it with a lighter or a match. It's the
anybody can do
that. The magnesium thingy.
Okay, the magnesium stick, yes, that's probably the easiest way to build a fire. How about a ferrule rod, though?
Nope, I don't have one. And, I mean, like I said, I have matches, a lighter, and a magnesium rod, and the magnesium stick.
A lighter and matches are only going to last for so long.
Right, and I have two magnesium sticks, actually. And I have a magnifying glass.
And that's actually a very good tool to have as a magnifying glass. I also carry one in my pack. All right, what are some of the items in your bug out bag you would carry?
Flint and steel.
Flint and steel is very good to have.
I have the cord. The space blanket, but I also have a camouflage thingy can either be used as a rain poncho, or you can put, I mean, it's really big, or you could put it over the cord to make like a shelter thing.
Life straw.
Huh? A knife. Yes, knife.
Light straw.
Spare bullets for my gun.
How about fish and string?
As you say, yeah, huh? Fish. Yes, yes. I
how
have one
fish,
of those
line,
little itty bitty fishing kits. I do. I have
a fishing kit.
Yeah,
I said I have just
before you still didn't need it.
Knife is very important. You always have to have a good knife.
Yes, I have a couple of those.
Defender's knife.
I have one of those.
Yeah,
yes, I have a defender's knife.
Bobby,
I also
do we have any
this
more
shovel
of
thing.
Defender's knife?
Yes, I have my defender's knife.
No, we
Bobby,
don't.
Bobby, do we?
No, we don't.
We're out of those?
Yep.
All right. I was wondering.
Nobody
else.
Nobody else spoke up and said they wanted one.
I need two more.
Cool.
Mooney wanted one. I need two.
Who?
Tony.
Oh.
Let's put them back out there, guys.
If we get enough orders, I will say this. If we get enough orders, we will get more in. But we have to have people that actually want some. We're not going to order them and be stuck with them.
I need two. So regardless of what you can get, whatever, I need two of them.
Okay, there's
me,
two.
But
we need eight more.
I'd say 10's our break-even point, right?
Yeah. So we need more than just eight more orders and before we order any more of these knives because they're not cheap.
Let's put it out on the page.
Bobby, you still have the pictures of the knife. If not, I can take some and I can post them too.
Yeah, I can make it up.
All right. If not, I can. Just let me know.
Hi, by the way. I just kind of jumped in there.
Also, I do want to put this out. We do have a store, people, to all our listeners. You can order shirts. Window decals, patches, pens, cups, coffee mugs, whatever you want.
Oh, see, I didn't see the decals or anything. I only saw the cups and the shirts. I didn't see the new stuff.
Well, yeah, I have window decals here.
Yeah, Chris has the window decals.
Chris, you need to set them out on a table and take a picture of them.
Yes, I will.
And post that on our national Facebook and our national chat room.
Right.
Well,
I
can't
do
see
that.
It on Facebook. I go to the link to the Teespring store or whatever.
I can put them well, on Telegram also.
Yes.
Thanks.
Kim, you'll have to do the YouTube thing if that's what you want to do, if you want to put that out there.
I'm trying to keep making – well, see, I got to figure out in order to put it on YouTube, it has to be a video. So I have to figure out how to do it because even all the PowerPoints that I have, I got to figure out how to either narrate it or add music to make it a video just to put it on there because you cannot – you can only put one picture or two, the banner for the group and then the group logo, and that's already on there. So
right.
I'm still learning.
I can send you the picture if you want and all the window decals.
Oh, okay.
I still have several Defender shirts too that I can post that we can get made up again.
Oh, that reminds me. I went to a rally on the 24th, and I wore my Defender shirt, and they took pictures, and I'm still waiting to hear from them about the pictures. Let me see. Let me ask the woman who was looking to find, because the person that took the pictures was with a different group, and she was supposed to get in touch with us, but she never did, and I didn't get her name because I thought somebody else had it because they're also in her group.
That happens, you refer them to me or Bobby or one of the staff members. That's the best way that I could think of. Redirect them to one of us. That way we can, you know, we can talk to them and if they want to find out what we're about.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm part of a group we were setting up. The Worldwide Rallies for Freedom here in Pennsylvania. So I'm part of that group. So I wore my shirt to, you know, to bring it out, to mention it. And I took a picture wearing it. I'm going to show it to you. But there weren't a lot of people there. I did talk to a couple of people about it and did give them the Facebook page.
Yeah, that we, because one of us staff members are the only ones that can approve and disapprove of members.
Just said that there was a Facebook page if they were interested to go to the Facebook page. I didn't, that's all I did.
Bobby, do you have the number or the website? Can you announce that?
Yeah, it's all lowercase letters, www.defendersrvvictor.com.
And then our phone number to the radio show if anybody has questions or anything.
Area code 914-205-5773.
I mean, you know, the sad part is every time we do these shows, we have the same people on here, and I wish we'd get some new callers to ask questions. If you're really interested in this stuff, man, we're here to help. We're here to teach. This is, you know, this is what we do. This is why we put this group together. You know, the only way we can actually help our fellow Americans if they order stuff and or don't hit the donate button, and we have we'll have the funds to help anybody during natural disasters or whatever. Ask Lorna.
Hey, Chris,
we helped her out big
this
time.
This is a small family, Chris.
Yes, it is. You know,
and we're all very tight amongst ourselves, but we would welcome anybody who would want to join us.
Right. Exactly.
I have a question, and I've never done this, and when it has to do with the flashlight. You know on the Army ones, you know how they have the different color lenses? They have red,
yes.
Blue, green, and, of course, the clear. Have you guys ever used the blue or the green?
I've used green
no.
and red.
That's only for Army pews.
Right. But
no, I mean, it's not
here's
only
my
Army flashlights.
Here's my thing on this stuff. I can get into this deeper too, Kim, if you want. I do not recommend anything that is battery operated at all.
Yeah, and leave the dildos at home.
There
oh,
is
come
a
on.
Reason. There's a reason for this. Number one, in a bug out situation, where are you going to find batteries? How are you going to recharge them? Unless you have a small solar pack. We can get into this for at a later date, but I do not recommend battery-operated flashlights and stuff.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the lens. The lens.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The red, the blue, and the green. No,
I've only used red and green.
Okay, what did you use the green for?
Those lenses are different tactical situations. If you've ever been on a Navy ship, they have different colors of light. So if it's going to be covert, then you'll use a red. It depends on if you're trying to be seen or not seen. Basically.
Yeah, and that's why the clear light, anybody can see that. And, you know, like we use red for medical. And we actually never used the blue and the green, but that's because all I did was medical training anyway. So, but this is saying that green is good for tactical and hunting purposes and things like that. And blue is good for map reading. But I've actually never used one at night or anything like that, so I didn't know if you guys actually used them or not.
Yeah, we do in the Navy. When you're out to sea, light can be seen from very far away.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to be covert, you shut your yellows out.
You can
sort of red.
See a lit cigarette from 5 miles away. I'll tell you that right now. You can see a lit cigarette at 5 miles away.
Well, if you're using a scope,
no,
and it's in the open,
no, exactly. If it's in the open, you don't need a scope.
Nope.
Trust.
Well, true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're in the woods or something like that, I mean, it's
Then it's well hidden.
You know.
Well,
Navy ships at night go red.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It's just a glare.
Yeah.
They don't want to be seen, so the red doesn't travel as far as the green. So all your interior lights go red, so you're more covert.
Okay. No, I just didn't know if you guys – if this says about map reading and hunting, and of which I've never done at night, so I didn't know how true it was and if it was beneficial or not. I just know that – big ass fires and, you know, the big mega flashlights with the million, you know, talking about like the how bright they are. Anybody can find you. You know. Well, that's fine. Anything else that needs to go in a bug out bag? Because I'm trying to put it on the list so I can add it.
Let's see. Well, I'll have to see what you have on your list first.
Well, I have the life straw, a knife, the flint, 550 cord, a fishing kit, a compass.
Compass is probably the number one item.
Well, yeah.
And a knife.
Flashlight. Now, what about one of those wind-up radios? You know, I'm talking about the ones that you wind.
The emergency ones that have the built-in.
Yeah.
That.
They're good.
You can,
with the crank.
You can use, but that's just extra weight you got to carry.
Well, don't they make them really small?
Yeah, but it's still extra
okay.
stuff where you can put
no,
other
I know.
Stuff that you'd really need.
Well, this is like we said. Are you able to carry it? And you know, these are just
right. You got your
now. Do you have a small?
Want.
Do you have a small first aid kit in your bug out bag?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
In each one of my bags, I have first aid kits.
Okay.
That is the number one must. Is a first aid kit.
Yeah, you could buy one, and it's got your general stuff. Like Band-Aids and some gauze, a couple of things wrapped, Band-Aid, like Tylenol, little miscellaneous things for $20. And they're pretty decent,
well,
you know.
One thing that I've always said, though, when it comes to medication, if you learn your plants out in the woods.
True.
There are so many plants out here that have medicinal uses that it's stuff that grows in your own yard.
Oh, yeah.
So
and that's
if
why I
you
have
learn
that
them,
book I have.
And I think we've talked about that several times, too. So.
Oh, I know. But you know what? It's and a lot of people say you're just preaching to the choir. No, because one thing, even as we go over it, it's just reinforcing what we know. And it's just,
right.
If you don't use it, you lose it. And so it'll just go away and.
God, how many times
but you're
have
right.
you heard that shit?
I know. you know even
so,
in the medical field, if we don't use the information, we will lose it and forget it. And
yep.
It's not a lie. But, yeah, it is important to learn your medicinal plants, not just marijuana for medicinal pain relief. there's other plants out there that you can use. For fever and things like that. What else?
Yes. Fire starting.
Yeah, I got that. The flint. Or is there
rod? Or you can do a bow drill.
Huh?
Bow drills. That anywhere out in the woods, like a bow drill.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you have
yeah.
your hearth board and your bow and your spindle. Know your trees too. I recommend knowing
yeah.
your trees. What types of trees are out there in your areas?
Yeah, your trees, your plants.
Yeah. Because I tell you right now, I know here in Illinois, in Missouri, in the Midwest, we have a lot of oaks, we have a lot of maples, hardwoods, and softwoods. Are you going to build a shelter out of something really brittle and soft in time? I know I'm not. I'm going to use like an oak. Let's see, shagbark hickory. I mean, there's so many different species of trees that it's not even funny. Oaks, I think there's like 200 and something types of oak trees. So
yeah,
you know,
that's why it's
important
to know what's in your area.
Right.
It's like the state park here. It's, I don't know how many, 500 acres or whatever it is. There's There's wildlife you can actually hunt. You could fish. There's water supply. I mean, there's everything there. So it's like you have to know what's available. Because you don't want to go somewhere there's no water.
Oh, well, how long can you go without water?
Wasn't it 3 days?
I'm asking that as a question. How
three
many
days.
Long?
No, I know.
You can go 3 days without water. How long can you go without food?
7 weeks.
One
week.
You can go longer than that.
You can go longer than that.
Isn't it seven?
I know it's several weeks.
It's several weeks. But then at that point, that's when your body starts eating it, your itself.
Oh, I got a lot of fat.
You're still not going to laugh.
I know.
It's your rule of three.
But here's the thing. If you can only go 3 days without water, you're fucked anyway.
True. Because then you get dehydrated. You start breaking down muscle and everything else.
Right.
But you could go 3 minutes without breathable air, if you're lucky. Three hours in a harsh environment, in extreme heat or cold, 3 days without drinkable water, and 3 weeks without food. So this
I'm assuming they
survival.
Mean nutritional food, because, I mean, you can always eat. There are wild things, you know, berries and stuff you can eat. So I'm assuming they mean
but that's
without
still food.
Okay.
No, but that's still food, and there's still nutrients in berries and things like that. You're not getting your protein unless you, you know, want to go the bug route. not me. I'm just saying, you know, you're not getting that protein, but you're still getting enough. You don't
now I know rabbits don't really have any nutrient value whatsoever. Does that include protein?
Don't look at me. Look at the hunters.
Well,
they
that's what I'm asking, because I know I remember Chris
if you
said
have,
something about you can die by just eating rabbits. So, you know, so I know it doesn't have any, you know, real nutritional value. I'm just curious, does it have any protein value?
You have to have. Now, listen, when it comes to hunting, you have to have fat, you have to have the protein from the meats, you have to have fats. I mean, that gives you got good fats and you got bad fats.
Right.
I'm sure Kim can probably talk about that better than what I could.
Yeah,
I
understand that. That's what I was just saying. Does it have? Is it worth? Are they even worth killing to eat them? I know squirrels. Everybody seems to say squirrels are okay, but you know that's why I'm curious. That's why I'm asking.
If you can kill a robin, a bird, kill it and eat it, because it does give you nutritional value. To a certain extent, it might be a small amount until you get a bigger animal to eat, but it's food, and it fills up your stomach.
Yeah,
now,
that's the important
if you're,
thing.
And, that's
if
what I'm saying. If you're having
are,
it along with other things as a supplement type of thing, because like she was just saying about not getting protein. You know,
you have to have protein.
Yeah.
Bottom line, it doesn't matter if it's edible, by all means, eat it.
Yeah.
It will give you a certain amount of protein. I don't care if it's a robin, a sparrow, a mouse, it's something. And it does have protein. All animals have protein in it.
Also,
it all depends on how much, how big it all depends on how big of an animal you get.
Nuts have protein, and it also...
What's that?
Nuts, acorns, walnuts.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I was curious because, you know, in a few of these calls and whatnot, Chris and I forget who else had mentioned that rabbits, and I saw it somewhere else, where rabbits really are not a good constant source of protein or whatever. So I just was curious.
Right.
It may not be the only thing you want to eat, but is it okay if, you know, if it's along with other things?
Life or death, yes.
Can...
But
yeah,
the thing you also have to...
In certain cases, you...
I'm very serious about that. It's very sour.
Yeah. It's very sour.
What?
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. We planted some chicory in our backyard before deer season, and he just gave me a leaf of chicory, and I just ate it.
Oh.
And he was asking me how it tastes. And it's pretty sour.
The other thing you guys remember about fat, and like Maria, you were talking about like something has too much fat or whatever. Always remember,
right,
in a survival situation, it's not going to matter because you
it
don't
doesn't.
Know when you're going to get to eat again if you're
exactly.
not in so,
so just eat
whatever
you can.
Your body will use it. Huh?
So just eat pretty much whatever you can that's safe to eat.
Exactly.
Rabbits are high in vitamins B12 and E.
Oh, shit. Just closed it.
But see, like, but you're saying if you're constantly on the move, if you're having to walk, you're gonna burn off that fat anyway. So that's why it's not gonna matter. But that's why it's important to even know what mushrooms you can eat, what berries, what plants, what trees.
Right.
I'll tell you something about berries too. There are poisonous berries that you
yes.
will kill you if you eat them.
And some
but
of them look like
berries
you can eat. Some of them are tricky because they look like berries you can eat. So I'm one of these
so
people.
You better
when
learn
in doubt,
what
do
you
without.
Can. Exactly.
There is, let me see, hold on a second.
Sorry, guys, we got a fire going and we're sitting out here drinking around the fire. Doug's sitting here trying to catch everybody on fire, though, and hitting bottles and blowing up bottles and all kinds of shit in the fireplace. This is real, this is just really, you know, the adult thing to do. I'm just saying. He just threw another beer bottle in the fire. This ought to be good. But we got it hot enough that all the glass is just melting. We got this fire so hot it'll melt steel right now.
You got blue flame?
Oh, we got blue flame. Believe me.
Yeah.
Grab another one of the bitch some bitches logs.
But as far as like if you have on your phone, I have all those apps that all you gotta do is take a picture of something and pay what it is, and that's a good way to start. It's a good way to start, and then go around and look and see if you can identify it without using a reference. And if you get stumped, then, yeah, don't just eat it because you think. Make sure you check that you can actually eat it before you eat it. Because, like with mushrooms, there's quite a few that will kill you. So definitely learn what's in your area.
You got anything else for?
Pretty much. I really can't think of anything. I'm going to have to go through all my stuff and, you know, and doing it
you
this
know,
way.
You know,
reevaluate
else
what you have.
Good to do.
Right.
Yeah, we've repacked. Me and Pat have we've got our tactical vest, which is you're not always going to have to wear it, but we have them. And we have our bags. We don't have a bug out bag per se, but we have one that whatever. Put on whatever you're going to carry and walk around with it and see, one, see if you can even carry it.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
what I do.
There's no point waiting to that last minute and saying, okay, here it is. Your bag weighs 80 pounds and you can't carry it. You know, like you're saying,
but what do you carry?
I review my bag once a month, and I practice carrying it at least once or twice a week.
What were you saying, John?
Do you carry for self-defense?
Oh, myself? Well, besides my handgun, I have two knives, you know, and my other guns. But as far as in the bag?
No, no. What type of weapon do you carry? It's not all about...
I mean, like, I have a Sig Sauer P220.
You have to be able to defend yourself. So, I mean, I have a 45, a 40, 22, 50 cal, R15.
Oh, well, I have two knives, two different types. One is the knife that we have for the group, and then I got another one. And then my 9, my MP9, a 12-gauge, a 22, an AR, and we're about to get another AR. And a 270.
And you carry all of those at the same time?
No! Hell no!
I think that's what his question was.
Oh, that's what we have for home. That's what we have. Now.
No, no. The question wasn't what necessarily what you're carrying, but what you have available to yourself.
Oh. Yeah, I have. Yeah, she's got a lot.
That's what
I'll
I have.
I'll come visit you.
But, it's a legitimate thing to consider. Obviously, if you're going to bug out, you may not want to pay everything you have, but I would say
true.
The AR would probably be my go-to.
That'll take
oh, definitely. Well, the 270 also, because that's a good hunting rifle as well. You know.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my number one hunting will not be a rifle or a gun.
We know.
My number one will be my recurve bow. And for the simple fact is, I'm going to keep all my ammunition when I really need it.
Well, true.
Not for hunting.
What about you, Bob? What would you take in the bush, if you will?
My knife and my gun.
Which one?
One that goes pew pew.
Yeah, my boomsticks are in the bottom.
Anyone
of the
that fires.
I'm taking a BB gun.
Yeah, we know.
Not a water
pistol
like
yellow.
John. That's all we'll allow you to carry.
Oh boy.
That's
here
how
we go again.
Well, we're only letting John carry his slingshot.
Even that
and one
damn dangerous for him.
Oh,
and
I
Lorna,
even have a
she doesn't need anything that goes pew-pew or sharp objects. She will
exactly.
hurt herself.
She needs to be wrapped
a
in bubble wrap.
Defender's knife.
I have a defender's knife. I have some weapons.
Can she have a taser? Or she stick
no,
herself
she'll
with
tase
it.
Herself.
Hey. Pepper spray is good. It's
in
the she'll spray herself.
The thing to remember about tasers is you need to do it center mass, because if you do it in the arm or the leg, it's not going to do much good.
price.
It really isn't.
I don't know. Let's test this theory.
I already have.
It won't help with Barry.
I got taste in the ass. It's just not. But the thing about, but you're right, the thing about, the thing about tasers, you have to be able to charge them. So,
wrong show.
If you don't have electricity, it won't get charged. So,
right.
If it's not fully charged, it's not going to do you any good. But mine's a flashlight and a taser. But if you have the means to keep it charged, keep it charged. So,
don't have to charge it.
The thing about pepper sprays, you have to make sure the nozzle is clean. Because,
Kim,
a
need,
yeah,
or a want, put this on the want list, a solar powered bank, battery bank.
Oh, okay.
I have one.
By the sun. I have one, too. But
I need to get one.
That's mostly used for my phone, but I don't need it. Because I'll tell you right now, when I go to bug out, this phone is going to go in the river. So I won't need it. Because phones are traceable. They're probably listening to us now, so.
Of course.
I do have a small solar thing. I also have a small solar. It depends on how I'm bugging out. I mean, or if I'm staying home, you know. But I do have, you know, a solar panel, solar power, small solar power block. I have a small power station. It depends on the situation as to what I will have available.
True. And if you're going to, like, a small cabin in the woods out in the middle of nowhere, going to a cave, I mean, it all depends on where you're going.
But I'm with Chris.
And the situation.
I'm with Chris. I would ditch the phone.
I know that.
Natural shelters are the best.
True.
Less... You burn less energy. You don't have to do nothing.
Yeah, because we already saw how Lorna puts up a tent.
That wasn't too bad for my first time ever.
It did seem,
yeah,
though.
That tent did not work too good for Lorna. She'll be sleeping in the rain.
No, I would much rather use tarp for a tent. I did a way better job on that than I did putting up an actual tent.
Well, that's in your opinion, but that's besides the point.
Oh, really?
Well, pretty much, it was a good show. I mean, that's all I pretty much have. I mean, everything that we went over.
I really wish we'd get more people and more questions because, you know, you never know if you got, you know, there isn't something else that somebody else might think of, you know, that maybe doesn't have any kind of experience or, you know, hasn't already learned some stuff.
I will say this. I would love for more people to call in and ask me questions. Because I love a challenge. And if I don't have the answer, I will find the answer. And
true.
I love the challenge.
Well, that's why I love this show and you guys. I love this group because I have learned a lot. And, you know, or my memory's been refreshed on the few things I already knew. But the thing is this group is awesome, and I really wish that there were more people participating. So, you know, you hear more questions, you know, because depending on what part of the country you're in, maybe you have a different question.
Yeah, that's very true. I'd love to get more participation. If there's any callers out there who want to chime in, speak up.
I mean, even
and
if
I
you don't want
when Phil comes on.
Even if you don't want to talk, you can always put a message on the blog talk itself on the comment, and we could get them that way. So,
it's yeah. I mean, it's no different than talking on the cell phone. Somebody.
Yeah, you don't have to
it
put
really
your
is.
Name.
No, the way I explain it is it's like you're having a three-way conversation or a conference call.
Yeah.
The names are
Bob,
not required.
Bob, can you tell how many listeners we have at any given time?
Yeah. I got to go out of this switchboard, though.
Yeah, don't
yeah.
let it get lost.
Have we gone up in listeners, per se, like as a whole, or?
Yes, most definitely. We're almost past 2,000.
No
wow.
way.
Really?
Per show or altogether?
Total.
Is that live or including the recorded ones?
That's just the live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Can you even tell when someone goes back and listens to a past?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah, right now
so
we have over 600 people listening to this show alone.
Oh, wow.
So we should have way more participation.
Yep. That's what I always say.
Than what we have. I mean, we've had the trolls in the past, but legitimate participation, we should have way. If we have 600 listeners, if we got 2%, I mean, come on.
Well, see, it doesn't break it all the way down so that I know that it's our people. But
does it really matter whether it's our people or other people if they participate?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, because we have several countries following us, and they sign on and they listen.
It would be really awesome if somebody from another country would ask questions.
It costs
or give
them money a lot.
It costs them money to call in.
Oh.
That's why.
Well, they can type it in. Could they type it in?
Yeah, because Yes, I have the chat room open. We have one gentleman that's always on here with us.
Because I would love to know what they do for in another country for, bug out stuff.
Right. Well, when you click on our page, on our blog talk page, when I make an announcement that we're having a show, there, if you scroll down past the actual little icon at the bottom, it says comments. If you click on comments, it signs you right into our chat room, which is what I monitor.
I'm wondering, Bobby, maybe in the beginning of the show, like when you give all the instructions, maybe you should give that one too. Maybe people don't notice it.
Yeah, I was just thinking that before you even said that.
Great minds think alike.
We definitely need the traffic, and I think the shows would be that much better if people participated.
Yeah, especially instead of the same ones of us over and over again. I'm sure Kim would like to get questions from other people besides me and Lorna.
What? What about me?
I said, we could do some more questions. I'm sure Kim would like to get some questions from other people besides you and me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, Damn, we're not going to be able to tease Lorna much longer about living in Wisconsin.
No, but two, three more weeks, hopefully.
And then you're going to go move in with Bobby.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I got her hole dug in the backyard alongside my wife's.
I'm going on an adventure. I'm going on an adventure forever now.
Seriously, though, where are you headed? What state?
Well, South Carolina.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yep. I'm done with winter.
You're done with winter?
Yeah.
You're always going to have winter no matter where you go.
Right?
Not bad down here.
Just not all snow. You're always going to have winter.
He doesn't need a snow blower there.
Right.
Thank you, John.
I told her she could bring it and just use it as a flower pot.
Right.
Who's going to buy my snow blower? Which one of you?
I've got an electric one.
An electric one.
I don't have a snow blower, and I'm not going to.
I have a really nice one. It's huge. It tosses me like a rag doll.
Well, that ain't hard to do.
Yeah, good point.
I heard Chris was a blower.
Really, John? Not as big of a blower as you, though, John.
I heard all monkey mates were.
Look here, frog man.
Hey,
or should I say tadpole?
At least I wasn't no bunk mate.
Or should I say tadpole?
At least I wasn't no bunk mate.
Hey, I never had a bunk mate.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Nope.
Dwayne and John.
Oh, man.
Don't oh, no, you got to be on the bottom. So, Wayne, I can't believe you went there.
I can. That's Bob. I mean, that's how he is.
Low hair stuff right there.
Wow.
Yeah, Bobby always likes low blows.
Yeah,
or should
for
I say
homos like
blows
you.
Low?
For homos like you,
should
yeah.
I say blow low?
Chomo?
You like a shotgun. Any cop, you're ready to blow.
Oh my God, you guys are hilarious.
All right, well,
oh yeah,
no this, idea. You ought to see us. You ought to see us when we're all together. Holy shit!
Oh,
and
yeah.
On alcohol.
God.
Worse.
Yeah. The
all right,
y'all.
Yep, it was a
I'm
great
going
show,
to
Chris.
Say good night.
Thank you.
Not
we
a problem.
We can cut it. We got 4-5 minutes left, so we can cut it. But it was a great show, a lot of info. I appreciate it. I appreciate those of you that tuned in. Unless Lieutenant General Weathers' schedule changes, Monday nights will be survival nights. We'll try to come up with different topics. And if you have any topics, hit one of us up.
Right. Most definitely.
And I'd like to thank all
anybody
y'all
that's in. Hey, Bobby.
Go ahead.
Anybody
go
who
ahead.
Has questions also that is in our group, they can always ask questions on our national page on Telegram, Facebook, and Messenger, or even in our group. On our Facebook page or on our website. I will be happy to answer anything. So,
and,
yes.
And we...
Except for if it's Lorna. We'll give her all the wrong information.
Right.
I'm always right. Come on.
You're always ready, all right.
No, I said right.
I don't think anybody else is.
But thank you all for calling in and participating. It was good. It was a good show tonight with everybody that called in. God bless America. God bless our troops, our veterans, our first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Everybody have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Good night.